What are you doing? You look so surprised. You should know that I know all of your tricks. Well, for one thing, you didn't give me a hello, hug, or a kiss. You only sneak into the house if you're hiding something. Something you know I won't like. Now out with it. Why do you keep hiding your face? What happened? Why would you hide this? No, I want to know what happened. You fell? Is that really it, or are you still hiding things? All right. Glad you'll tell me first try after you hide being injured in the first place. How bad was the fall? You've got scrapes and bruises everywhere. Let me just quickly get my supplies and then I'll patch you up on the couch. I know that you could technically do this yourself, but I want to ensure my darling gets the best treatment. Something you don't always give yourself. Nope, not up for debate. So, how did you fall? Patch of ice? That must have been pretty nasty then. Oh, yeah, and also. And hello, since you didn't come through the front door. I would give you a hug as well, but I don't want to touch your wounds. Fine, but don't complain if I accidentally hurt you. Now, how's your day been aside from the fall? Well, I hope you took photos. I want to see that. You've been working on that project for months now. It's gonna be some. What is this? No, what is this, and how haven't I noticed it till now? You are such a doofus. You don't use sellotape as band-aids. Also, how come you wrapped one finger in tape but left the rest alone? Not that it would have helped, really. Oh, you ran out of tape. I can't believe you sometimes. Coming home all banged up only to tell me that sellotape is an adequate replacement for band-aids. Well, lucky for you, I'm fully stocked up on medical items, ready to fix you up. Want me to also throw on a steamy nurse uniform? I don't remember playing nurse being in the girlfriend contract. It's in the fine print. Well, okay then. Guess I'll have to throw on my nurse uniform. And you're instantly red. Gosh, you can be so cute. Maybe I'll put it on later. I'm gonna cook dinner first. Oh no. I'm doing it on my own. You just got hurt. Well, you can keep me company and be pretty, you know? Give the cook some motivation. I'm almost done, love. I just want to make sure I properly disinfected everything. Oh, don't worry. I'm not gonna use the same bandages as last time. I threw those awful things in the bin. So, what would you like for dinner? I was thinking we'll have lasagna. I've been craving it for the past 2 days. I bought those monster-sized ones again. Perfect to put us in a food coma. They shouldn't take that long in the oven. There. Now you're bandaged up. On a more serious note, can you promise me something? Promise me that next time you get hurt, you'll tell me immediately. I know that you don't want to make me worry and that you're used to hiding these sorts of things, but this is only going to make me worry more. Promise? Good. Now come on, you can watch your cook make you lasagna. I know, right? Heating up store-bought lasagna in the oven? So hard. Careful there, hon, or I might have to use my tickle fingers. Yeah, that shut you up. Just sit down and watch your cook do her magic.